Da Bears.
What is up? The boys are back.
This is our third attempt at this.
Episode 48 of Da Bear Minimum Podcast. Join with two of the bestest friends in the whole goddamn world. Dada Dale's here.
Hey, everybody.
Producer Jake is here.
Howdy.
Sammy Stats, not here right now.
Enjoying Jason Isbell right now.
Who is it? What's a Jason Isbell?
Oh, we like Jason Isbell.
That's where he's at.
Correct. He's seeing Jason Isbell
in
the 400
shed.
Unit. Correct.
Brand he's seeing a concert. In Chicago.
Is he country music?
Folk music, yeah. I would say. He's a singer-songwriter. He's primo. He's
Sam's guy.
I miss Sam.
He's a big Sam guy.
So,
I miss Sam.
Sammy Stats not here. It's a old three-man show today. I'm Marcos, and again, we are the Bare Minimum Podcast.
Episode 48.
Bears. Episode 48.
Bears.
It's 10 o'clock. It is 10:11 right now.
Two of us were on...
We just missed 10:10.
Two of us were on the East Coast when we woke up this morning, so this is going to be a bit of a loopy one, but we're going to figure it out.
Just stepped out the
crack a drink right now. Just
Bush. I'll get one.
Actually, not Bush.
This episode's brought to you by Happy Dash.
Yeah, shout out Lee, big listener.
Do sponsors, baby.
Obviously,
sponsors.
Big friend. Let's get right into sponsors right now. Shout out Lee.
First time father.
Gave us a cat. Yeah. First time father gave us a little 12 pack of something called Happy Dads. Something to drink during.
No free ads,
but hey, these are pretty good. So shout out Lee for thinking of the boys. Who else? Do we have another sponsor,
Jose.
Too? Oh, man.
Jose.
Fuck that
guy. The pineapple's really good.
Son of a bitch.
It's sweet, but it's really good for one.
I'm on the lemon lime. It's good. No free
ads.
I've already had
two of the this wild cherry.
The pineapple's good.
All right.
Jose. We've been here for a little bit.
So Jose donated $20 for a bottle of Malort. In case you missed last episode, we made a terrible bet with Jose. That really made no sense for us, but I was so gung-ho on the Bears.
We thought we could get the points. With the points,
That's right. It was a shot for every point above.
That's why... No. Correct.
I'm going to be honest, I don't know what the bet was. I saw you guys were confident and...
Well, Jake reached immediately, and I was like, oh, I was going to haggle up. But it was a shot for every point off of the spread. And I did a side bet for a shotgun just overall.
Shotgun
so
happy
we
dad.
That's why I was texting. We need a score just to make it close.
You should shotgun one of these seltzers.
No. I don't like seltzers like
you're
that.
Right, you're right. We need to wait for Sean to be here.
That's yeah. I want to do the shots right now, but Sam's not here.
It wouldn't be right.
It wouldn't be right.
It just would not be right.
I want to do it.
I really want to do it.
I was ready. Like when
the
I woke up today.
In front of me.
Yeah, it's here.
There's plenty of shots in there.
But guys, Sam's not here.
Sam's
so
not here.
Jose, I'm real sorry, but it wouldn't be right.
It wouldn't feel right.
It wouldn't be right. What's Sam doing? Fuck it. It's a Friday night episode. Just call Sam.
I'll try.
All right.
Do we have another? No, those were both sponsors.
Yeah, those are both sponsors. We do got a voicemail. We will.
Real quick on vibe check. I was in Connecticut.
Oh, yeah.
I ate pizza like four nights of the week this week.
Good pizza?
So, yeah. Apparently, New Haven, Connecticut's like the pizza capital of the world now.
Okay.
I ate pizza at like four different pizza. They're all on the same street. Four different pizza places. All unbelievable.
Apparently, Asheville, North Carolina is a brewery capital of the world now. But real quick, we have Sammy Stats, baby.
Oh, sick. No.
No.
Dude, what?
you just put your ear work. Speaker.
No one saw that. What's up, buddy? How you doing? How's this Jason Isbell?
I am fairly drunk right now, boys. What's up?
Nice. Hey, Sam, we miss you.
Oh, we miss you, buddy.
What was that?
I said, we miss you. How's the concert?
Oh, you miss us? Are you guys live on the podcast?
Live on the pod right now. Just doing a little vibe check right now.
Podcast right now?
Yeah.
Hello, gentlemen. This is Mama McKinney. I love you all.
Oh, we're in trouble. Hey, Mama.
Podcast. You can check us out everywhere you download podcasts. Deezer, Google.
I don't know what he just said. Ignore.
Podcast. You're sitting movies 10% or less on Rotten Tomatoes.
Love you guys. Love you boys. I don't know who owes who money because I picked up the phone, but.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
Bye, Sam.
Wow. That man is in it.
He said he's a little drunk. He lied.
He's very drunk.
All I wanted my whole life was to get into my 30s and get drunk with my mom. Like, just get drunk with parents. It's awesome.
So thank you for putting up with that one, folks.
I still don't know who Jason Isbell is, guys.
He's white.
So this makes sense. I have a voicemail from El Cunado. So
Moneyline Mike.
Moneyline Mike, El Cuñado. He's back. The triumphant return of Moneyline Mike. I haven't vetted this, so I'm super excited.
He's got to be mad.
Let's see.
Yo, what's up, fellas? How you guys doing?
How did you get a first drop?
Pleasure having me. I just got a couple things I want to get off my chest before you motherfuckers go into panic mode. Do not go into panic mode. All right? First game that the Bears play in a fucking monsoon. Like, they play in the fucking bowl of cereal. So, that shit doesn't count. Second game against the Packers. Sunday night football. Chris Collinsworth. Balls in his mouth. All right. We're not winning that game either. All of you motherfuckers had us losing that game because it's an obvious L. All right. Coming up this week, Bears-Texans. Bears' favorite. -144. Moneyline Mike is fucking back, guys. Take the fucking Bears. The offense is gonna show it's about to go fucking down. Justin Fields is about to throw over 200 yards. It's about to be a fucking slugfest. I'm not gonna lie, but I guarantee you the Bears are gonna win this out. Put your money on it. Let's win some money, boys. Let's fucking go.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate you guys. Peace.
I love Moneyline Mike.
What a great guy.
1-800-GAMBLER, guys, but...
gamble responsibly.
That Bears-Packers game was brutal. We'll get into the whole recap, but, like, dude. And we knew it.
We knew it. We really did.
We did, in our heart of hearts, we knew it.
Of course. Of course.
I don't want to know it.
Well, I think we were riding hard on the points. I just want to reiterate that.
I was riding hard on the points.
I was multi-unit on the money line, so we are not we. It's not good, but hey, there's always next week.
Correct,
boys. How the hell are we doing? It's a Friday night episode.
I told you guys already. I had a great week at a work event in Asheville, like I mentioned. So I was gone most of the week. Just got back. It was awesome.
I ate a lot of pizza.
Ate a lot of pizza.
A lot of pizza.
I'm going on my honeymoon.
Peas
next week. Woo-woo. That's fun times. Fingers crossed. I'll talk to you guys a little more about that. But fun times.
Good for you, dude. You guys deserve it.
I'm gonna watch the game in some swim trunks in a pool.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
We did that in Mexico. We watched the Giants, the Bears Giants game. And they lost.
You guys were prime wedding form at that.
Oh, man. Jake and I we were in rare form to the point where the girls had left to go get ready. And we said, yeah, we'll be right up behind you. This is for the actual wedding of our good friends. And they come back down and we were still in the pool drinking heavily.
Well, we were sitting in the pool drinking. They'd been gone for easily an hour and a half. And we're sitting in the pool drinking, and we're watching them, like, set up chairs and everything. We're like, oh, wow, this looks so beautiful. That was the wedding we were going to.
We just had to put it together.
Until your dates walked down, and we're like, hey, we need you to get your ass dressed and out this pool.
Kate was less than pleased.
Oh, Jake didn't have a date.
No.
That's right.
That was awesome.
Single Mexico Jake.
Mexico Jake.
Kate yelled at Jake, too. We both got yelled at, just for the record. Yes. He didn't get scot-free. Kate had been around long enough that she got to yell at him.
Guys, it's a Friday episode. Let's get into some sports minutes, all right?
Let's fucking
Because I'll ramble with you guys on a Friday night and drink all night. Mm-hmm. So let's get into some sports minutes. We go around the city of Chicago. We touch base with a couple of our favorite Chicago sports teams. Ooh, but wait, before I do this. A little reminder, reminder to everybody, we have a raffle going on, right? We've got a raffle. It is the Bears and Dolphins game. I believe that is November 6th.
That sounds correct,
November 6th. It's the Bears-Dolphins game, $10 raffle ticket. Put your name in the hopper. You can buy as many raffle entries as you want. We'll pull a name. You will get to go to the Bears game with us, that $10 raffle ticket. If we pull your name, we'll cover you for a drink at the tailgate, food, transportation to and from the game. Buy your own beer while you're there. But Sammy Stats is known to be generous at Bears games. Man of the people.
He is.
So come have a good time with the boys. Half of the money that this podcast makes from that raffle will go directly to Tails Humane Society. They are a rescue, like an animal rescue shelter out of DeKalb. We love your dogs. We love your gatos. So definitely something that we're excited to do. But if you are interested in purchasing a raffle ticket, just hit us up on Venmo. Slide into the DMs. let us know how many you're putting in.
Just make the comment a dolphin.
Yeah, just make it a dolphin, and we'll keep track of it. The final date is October 24th. So today is September 23rd. You got about a month.
You got a month, 4 weeks.
Let us know. Come have some fun. $10.
Bears.
You get a Bears game. Bears.
You get to watch the Miami Dolphins offense march up and down the field.
That team looks scary.
They're terrifying. Week by week, it's getting worse.
Have you guys seen the video of Tua? Like, they inverted the video. So it's like mirrored, and he's a right-handed quarterback. Ooh. And he looks incredible. He looks incredible. Left-handed, sus. Right-handed, world beater.
Interesting. Yeah. I have not seen that, but that's...
I highly recommend. So, guys, we'll post a little more about the raffle, but definitely come have fun with your boys. We have a good time. So, Sports Minutes, again, we'll go around the city of Chicago, touch base with a couple of our favorite Chicago sports teams. We'll talk about the Chicago Blackhawks. Producer Jake, has Patrick Kane been traded yet?
No.
Is he going to be traded?
No.
Oh, for why?
I just don't believe it. Oh, I don't nice. Believe we will.
Happy Friday.
The coach said that he wants to win. So, I mean, if you're going to win, you're going to need Patrick Kane. Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews did something cool. They went to Highland Park, like high school hockey game. Nice. And like met all the kids and everything.
Good for them.
It was pretty cool.
Nice. What about the Chicago Bulls? I'll actually take the Bulls. Shout out Dr. Jack. He's a prophet.
He's a doctor.
Oh, he's a doctor. Are doctors prophets?
Not a doctor.
No, well, he just knew.
Hold on. He knows. No, addressing this. What did you just say?
Are doctors prophets?
Could be prophets. I mean, technically, kind of, maybe.
I'm just going to let that marinate.
So let that stew. We'll come back. So shout out Dr. Jack. Lonzo Ball. Turns out Lonzo is dead. Lonzo is having knee surgery. I believe it's a debridement or something. But
something
it's,
like that.
I did, you know, a quick online doctorate degree, so I'm a couple credits shy. But apparently they're just going in and like cleaning everything out. Like it's like a knee scope, or not a knee scope, but like they're cleaning everything out, and hopefully in 6 weeks he's not feeling as much pain. I have no sense of like optimism for this.
Zero.
I totally see a scenario where we don't see Lonzo Ball until like second half of the season, if at all, this year.
I feel that as well. Next year.
Oh, guys, that's why we signed Dragic.
Yeah, and you really hope that Io steps up in a big way for you. What if I told you guys that camp starts in 25 days?
I forget that basketball starts that soon after football.
Dude, basketball, we're 25 days out from camp, and then we've got 2 to 3 weeks of camp, and let's play some games.
Have you seen the footage of Terry from the summer leagues or like the rookie leagues and stuff where he's balling? It looks cool.
I'm excited. That's something to, and obviously everybody's looking at your first round. You know, if you're any fan of your favorite basketball team, you're right. Looking at your first round pick and hoping they do well. But that's an exciting pick. We'll see. Maybe I'm just a homer.
Oh, we are huge homers.
Did I say maybe?
This is the bare minimum.
Did I say maybe? Moving on to the Chicago Cubs. Not a deal.
So it's actually been pretty fun. Cubs are playing really well.
It's been great. Wesneski.
So Wesneski pitched an immaculate inning the first time since
2000. No.
Do you remember the pitcher? This is not the question, by the way. I was just curious. The last Cubs immaculate inning, 2004.
Was it Mark Pryor. Off the wall.
LaTroy Hawkins.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they've won 4 one-run games in a row, including today.
Against some good opponents.
I mean, the Pirates and the Marlins and the Rockies. They did play well against the Mets, but again, we knew that already. But the Pirates, yeah, they played okay teams. But anyway, they're playing hot right now. And like we've said, enjoy it for what it is right now. There are rumors stirring now that Trey Turner has the Cubs on his list. We've talked about Cubs potentially getting Ohtani before. Like
either, neither, or both. Trey Turner and Judge.
Judge said no.
Judge said no.
Judge wants to play for a contender. Judge wants to win rings. He has nothing to do with the Cubs. I respect that wholeheartedly.
Oh, I hate him.
Oh, yeah, he's... Anyway, Trey Turner, potentially... Why not?
You have the money.
Oh, and for Trey, what's it matter? You'll be at the top of the lineup in a franchise where, good or bad, the fans love you. Yeah, there's a possibility there. They're going to have the money. They still have to pay Jason next year, but...
Whatever.
Exactly.
You can eat it.
That's the Cubs.
And moving on to... I hate to bring the mood down, guys, but moving on to the Chicago White Sox. Producer Jake.
It's...
Take it away.
It's bad. It's been a bad season. It's been a long season. It's been a frustrating season. They have ripped my heart out of my chest and have deflated me to a plastic bag. I'm so dejected by this goddamn team.
That's all I think. For rights, we got to stop there.
What we play it again?
We've lost four in a row because we just lost to the Tigers now. God damn it. We had... So before I left for Connecticut...
Get it all out, buddy. You got it.
Before I left for Connecticut, we were about to play the Guardians. And going into the series, I was just like... I mean, this is it right here. We gotta basically win three. We're four games back. No one seems to be beating the Guardians. It's like the Twins played them five fucking times.
They're red hot.
And lost to them four. So it was like, well, I guess it's going to be up to us. And then on Tuesday night, they came back from being down, battled into the ninth inning, tied the game, went to extras, went down, tied the game again, go to more, and at this point, proceed to give up like six runs in the 11th inning or something. And it was like 1 a.m. East Coast, and I just couldn't believe... I was done. I couldn't believe it. I was so mad. I was like, this is it. I mean, Jose Abreu had a game-tying double and extras. I was like, we're meant to win this game. They blew a call at home. Did you see that play?
No.
It was egregious.
It's really bad.
It was just a Pete Alonso play?
So it was in the seventh inning.
There was a play at home involving Pete Alonso.
It was in the seventh inning. I forget what player it was, but I think it was Rosario. It was coming home. Beats the tag by a good margin. It was obvious. Gets called out.
Is this catcher lane thing that they're being weird about?
Both teams were out of challenges, and it wasn't the eighth inning, so there couldn't be a crew chief review.
So you had to go with what the call on the field was.
The call on the field stands as out. It was egregious. We got so lucky because then we ended up tying. That would have been the game winning run, and we ended up tying it. So unbelievable. And so yeah, so then I was like, okay, well, you lost the first one. You're probably out of it now. Let's see how you bounce back. They gave up like three runs to the Guardians in the first inning, off one ball that left the infield. It was just bad defense, and I turned off the game after that. I was like, well, I guess this is it. I haven't watched since.
Yeah, hate to see
it. And they just keep losing.
What if I told you that this is the same dead-ass ball club that you rooted for all year? It's...
Yes.
Did you not see this coming?
It doesn't matter if I saw it coming. It was like if we were a 500 ball club the entire season, playing in a division.
The entire season? You mean like the last decade?
That's not what we're talking about.
I mean like...
He's talking about the season.
No, I'm just saying your optimism is... To me, hilarious because
Dale,
you
lost a World Series. You lost like
No. We won a World Series.
Yeah, recently. After 150 years of never seeing baseball played,
it's a little dramatic. It's a little dramatic, but I get what you're saying.
And anyway, we're talking about this season. So they were 500 ball club all year. The whole division was a 500 ball club all year, and if they weren't in this division, like we wouldn't even be having these conversations.
Well, and now
we would have been blown away.
And now it's crazy for the White Sox because now, like, you go into this offseason now with the upcoming offseason because you're not going to make the playoffs with questions everywhere. You question your lineup. You question the roster in general. You question front office. Jake, who is running the Chicago White Sox right now? Like, who actually makes the decisions? Could you tell me?
Think it's Jerry. That's also because I have a soft spot for Rick Hahn, but
he's got to get fired, right?
So when you say you have a soft spot for Rick Hahn, does that mean because you can recognize how bad of a job he's doing right now and you just don't want to admit it?
Yes, but also, like, then here's where I'm like...
Respect, fucking, by the way.
Yeah.
Fucking Jerry.
We let Theo get away with, like, those 3 years. Respect.
Yeah. But then I think, like, you know, this team's always been basically ran by Jerry from the beginning. So... And then so, like, if it's true, if Jerry's calling shots or making decisions without Rick Hahn's input, basically, then I feel bad for Rick, where it's like, well, I'm sorry, man.
He made the comment at the trade deadline that, like, it's planted that seed in White Sox fans' minds.
Oh, I mean, we've always had that. We fucking hate that. He's one of three teams that has never given out a $100 million contract. You just don't want to win, Jerry. You don't, like, I remember that in the 2005 series, they were like, yeah, we want it for Jerry. He's like, fuck that guy. You got lucky.
You got lightning in a bottle. Yeah, you got lightning in a bottle. I mean, I think that it's really it should be a possibility. Like, if you want success, I think it might show, like, the evidence might be on, or the writing might be on the wall. Like, this ain't it.
Teams don't.
Somebody's got to go.
Oh yeah, someone's got to go.
But not just like a hitting coach. Not just
I would get rid of the entire coaching staff, and just bring in a new head coach. Let him pick his guys. Just start. I would. That's number one. That has to happen. That whole crew's got to go. A new guy comes in and has got to make decisions. Even if it's Miguel Cairo, because I mean I think he's done a pretty good job in the last month. But regardless. I think that's step one. Then you can talk. I think if Rick goes, Kenny definitely has to go. And then Jerry's got to settle the team.
Fuck.
Yeah, that'll happen.
It will happen.
It's not. It's a sad day.
It's a bad day.
It's a bad day. Not for us, but your favorite baseball team is dead. Join the club.
Yep.
Now, we've talked about bad baseball. The Sammy stats question of the week obviously can't happen because he's not here. But I have a question for you myself about good baseball. If you had a vote for MVP of the 2022 MLB season, who would it be?
This conversation infuriates me because it's Shohei Ohtani. It's Shohei Ohtani. He's putting up MVP numbers as a pitcher and a hitter.
Not as a hitter. He is not putting up MVP numbers as a hitter.
But it's he's up there with some of the most productive, like, hitters in the league.
He is doing so very well on both sides, absolutely.
So it's one of those things where, like, MVP, like, what's his WAR? Do you measure it as WAR plus WAR? Is he a 3-4 WAR pitcher and a 3-4 batter? Because at that point, I have a hard time, like, because he does it from
both sides.
And I know Aaron Judge is having a historical season.
Now, what if I were to tell you that Aaron Judge is almost an entire WAR point higher, regardless, with both of those factored in? Aaron Judge is at 9.9. Shohei's at 9. That's the thing. Aaron Judge also might win the Triple Crown this year.
Yeah.
While hitting 60-plus dangers.
I mean, what's the Vladdy Guerrero thing from last year? I mean,
but not while hitting 60. That's the other part of it. Is he has a very real shot at breaking the Maris record, which is recognized by some people, including a lot of the guys that vote, the baseball writers, as the real home run record because it wasn't influenced by steroids. So, if you have arguably the best offensive season of baseball ever, or if you're just one of the best players to play the game, who wins MVP?
It'll be Judge.
I think it will be Judge, but I think that I think that what Shohei's doing, and we've marveled over this guy now for seasons, like, it's incredible what he does. It's incredible to
I think it's a fair argument.
Pitch at a high level and also hit 40 home runs in a season.
So Shohei is 1.3 above Goldie and Arenado, who are the next two. So, like, Shohei's playing that much better than they are cumulatively. It's just Judge is literally having that good of a season.
If you're starting a bit, I hate to...
Did you see his... Sorry, on top of Judge, did you see that throwout he had at second last night.
Oh, dude, off the wall.
An absolute seed. Yep. Granted, it's the shortest right field in baseball, but I mean, short it was porch. A cannon.
And even better, did you see the fan that's shouting too?
Yeah.
Two. And he awesome. Just turns and guns him.
I didn't see it. I'll have to look at that. That's crazy. If you were starting a franchise right now, right? Dale, you've been gifted the Chicago Cubs. Here you go. And we're redoing teams, and you get to pick the first. You have the first pick. Everybody's available. Who are you building your team around?
So my question is this MLB The Show fantasy draft where your current contract what? Is what you get? Well, here's the thing.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, if it's Judge, it for me, it would be Judge. I think Judge is that guy because of his offensive and defensive power at a premium position too. He's playing center, by the way, remember that. But the thing is, he's about to be a free agent.
Judge
is playing so he's been playing a lot of center for them this year. He's going to be a free agent though, so do I lose him or am I assuming I'm going to get him for another
year? No, you're getting him for years and years. Okay. It's a slotted contract.
So Judge is the guy. Like in our fantasy league, Judge was my guy, that's why I went in. So like I just like him as a player, too. I think he brings a ton to the table. I think he's great for the team as a leader. I think he's like good in the community. He does a ton of stuff like that. He's one of the possible faces of the faces of the league now.
You have a guy that hits 60. Well, he better be.
Shohei could be, but he plays on the Angels.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. For me, it's
Mike
just...
Mike Trout could be, but
I just
plays on the Angels.
Well, and he can't stay healthy. For me, I just prefer Judge. It's a personal one. It's a great question, though. What would yours be?
I think it would be Shohei, and I just because then you secure two positions.
Oh, and a left-handed power.
Yes,
bat,
and like
which are in this league very very valuable.
But it's a really interesting. I like this.
So like I said, I really think the debate for MVP is it the single best offensive season or the one of the best to ever play.
Can pitchers, who's the last pitcher? And I don't expect you to know this off the top of your head, but who's the last pitcher to win MVP? Is it DeGrom? I wish Sammy Stats was here.
Sammy Stats would know this.
Sammy Stats would know this without even having to go into the stats machine. But it's, that's tough.
Well, Shohei won. So I won last year.
Shohei did win.
Oh, Shohei did win last year.
Yeah, I was like, I thought it was a trick question. Otherwise, it would be Kershaw in 14. I thought you were tricking us with something.
No,
we were
and I didn't
Shohei.
Even, because we're talking about him right now. And that totally happened last year.
By the way, Shohei last year had a 9 war. Right now, he has a 9 war. Aaron Judge is that much better than both the last season and this season.
That's crazy. Moving on.
Moving out.
Guys, we get
and
into
Shohei had a cold start to the year, too. He's really having that good of a... Yeah, good for
Cole
him.
Cole Hamels won MVP.
Oh, yeah, he did. We move on to a recap. The inevitable happened, guys. The Bears lose to the Green Bay Packers in primetime, 27-10. I hate games like this. I hate games like this where you take an L... But the loss isn't the worst thing that happened to your favorite football team. Like, from the L was now, like, questions. Questioning everything. Like, Mike got into it earlier.
I question everything.
Do you, like, about the Bears or just in general?
Yeah, well, I mean, I got hyped up after the first game, the win. Like, that was, we were obviously underdogs and we won. And then the Packers game. We came in at a 10-point dog and still got shithoused. So
you weren't even close.
So
you were one score off of a 10-point spread.
Still, it was 10-point spread, and we lost by 18.
I'm with you.
What was it?
17.
I mean, that's just – so they thought you were bad, and then you proved them to beyond the doubt that you were bad.
So let me ask you this.
Justin threw the ball, what, 9 times?
11. Yeah, it wasn't good.
That's not good.
Well, so, and that's one of the things that Luke Getsy talked about. He called 41 plays. He called 20 pass plays. It's just he got sacked and scrambled. He called 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a narrative. The same way that the shotgun, like you said in the group text, Marcos said, we would not be talking about this if he scored. It's not that egregious that he ran out of the shotgun. Justin Fields, you like to think that he has the vision to pick the hole.
I wasn't questioning that at all.
It's really... I think the fear, or the questions about Fields are a little, like, let's get into that portion of this because I think that's the biggest part as Bears fans. Like, Justin Fields played a very bad game on Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
And the issue is that you want to continue to see, especially in a year like this where we're looking for development and growth, and Justin Fields took a step back to the point where you wonder, there were some of them like that Equanimeous St. Brown play. I mean, it's a mailbox play. He was supposed to run a curl route, ended up beating his guy so bad. He beat Darnell Savage off the line so bad.
Just missed him.
And hand up, and he just missed him. And there's a couple ones like that where held onto the ball a little too long, played like a young quarterback in prime time. I just urge you guys to not be the idiots on Twitter, to not be the idiots on, you know, all the media guys basically like out on Justin Fields and questioning. You need to give this a season. And unless we're along the way and he puts four or five bad games together where it's like, it's bad, bad, like devastating bad, well, then maybe we can adjust along the way. But if you have a young quarterback and a talent-deprived roster, you know that you're going to have games like this.
Now, what if I were to push back on you a little bit because...
Friday night.
Not about Justin, but more about that talent-deprived roster. Removing Justin Fields from the equation and just the absolute lack of a passing game and the lack of being able to move the chains because of that. The rest of the team wasn't that bad. The offensive line genuinely has been playing well. There was something that came out, ESPN rankings right now. They are currently... Sorry, I just had it. 16 in run block win rate and number one in pass block win rate. Like,
because they've only I'm sorry to interrupt. They've only dropped back. Like, there's only been 28 pass attempts this season. There's other teams that have.
Well, again, remember, part of that is because he holds on to the ball longer than any quarterback in the game, and he runs the ball that much. There are pass plays being called. He's genuinely not throwing the ball.
Yeah, but
that's part of that problem.
Is it still considered a pass play if he ends up running the ball?
No. It's a run.
Well, yeah.
It's a
run. So
it's,
that's the thing. Like, those pass plays are being called.
I don't think you can say that the rest of the team played well on Sunday when Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon combined for almost 200 yards.
Well, yeah. I mean, the defense was on the field the entire time because how many three and outs did we have? Like that
we're
plays,
used to that.
And that's my point. That plays into it. If the line plays well, which objectively it did play well, Justin Fields holds on to the ball. He does not like to throw the ball.
I don't think you can make that statement yet. That's a very...
We've only made 28 pass attempts.
Well, the plays are... That's the thing. The plays are being called. You have... At some point, you have to throw the ball.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I'm agreeing with you. We've only made 28 pass... Like, there's teams that make that in a game.
Oh, Tua had that in the game.
We're definitely the lowest team in pass attempts.
Oh, 100%. Far. But that's the thing. The run game has been...
Run game.
Monty's
been
great.
Yeah, guys.
Khalil Herbert's been good.
Monty had a really good game. He had 15 carries, 122 yards.
Really good game.
Big runs.
I mean, and he, big
break tackles.
And like, runs. He was part of the only reasons we got first down. So there was some like three and longs where he battled to get first downs.
And now give the defense a break because they're on the field the entire game. And they gave up field position after field position because you can't get a first down. Now, Give me one score back from the Packers because of that. Just one is all I'm asking. And Justin Fields gives me something. We're now talking about a field goal.
To Dale's point, the time of possession was, I mean, heavily, like, the Packers had 15 minutes, an entire quarter basically longer in possession, 37 to 22 minutes.
And that's the thing, like, there's been a handful of players on the Bears roster that's been making plays on the defense. Like, the defensive line, it feels like there's a guy every now and then that, like, Blackson's had a play. Muhammad's had a play. Gibson had the sack as well. Like, Those guys are stepping up. Jalen Johnson is not getting targeted right now. They're just not throwing at him. Part of that's because you have Vildor and company on the other side, so it's a really juicy target. But, like, Eddie Jackson isn't getting thrown at right now either.
I think it's really tough to make that definitive of a statement that the rest of the team, again, like, it goes back to, like, the old Alex Brown and Lance Briggs thing when Rex was the quarterback and the offense would stink every year and the defense was a Hall of Fame defense.
Right.
Like,
right.
Those guys expect to stop them. Those guys expect to make those plays. Take care of your side of the ball. I get it. The time of possession numbers were crazy and you were on the field a long time. Your offense needs to help you. But it doesn't excuse the fact that you gave up 200 yards on the ground. You had constantly, I think, third down. Yeah, the Packers were 5 of 9 on third down. It seemed even higher. Like, it's just not a... In a season with young players, you are going to have games like this. Just stick with it. Because just like after the Seahawks preseason game, I'm the first meathead to tell you definitively, Justin's here. Okay, I got to take a step back. I got to look at it in its entirety, and we'll see what this thing looks like at the end of the year, or if he gives us reason to fret along the way, sound the panic alarm, and we cross that bridge when we get there. But I'm going to give him a couple more games. I'm going to give him a season's worth to really figure out what we got here. I think another big issue, guys, is that there's some guys on this roster, especially on that offense, that you're counting on that have been non-existent. Darnell Mooney and Cole Kmet have zero... Darnell Mooney has one catch. Cole Kmet has gone catchless this season. And, I mean, it's just like... What is going on here?
You got to throw the ball. I mean, how many of those pass attempts have gone to running backs? I'd be curious, because I know the first game, David Montgomery had the most targets for us and the most catches with 3. And it's not like any wide receiver lit it up yet last week. So I would wager that I would say at least half of our completions are to running backs on checkdowns or screens, because they ran a bunch of screens at the start of that one game.
I'm starting to think it's just me that I'm the problem, because
can't confirm. I'm with
play
you.
The music.
There we go. Yeah.
I just want a gunslinging quarterback. I don't care.
I want Justin Herbert.
I just want a dude.
We had
to
Jay
go out. Yeah, it was awesome.
Fair.
I just want a dude to go out and throw the rock where you're like, he could have 4 touchdowns and 3 picks. It'd be fucking awesome. Rex Grossman, Jay Cutler, fun. Everything else.
I wouldn't describe my time with Rex as fun.
I would not. That was fun.
Entertaining.
Third and 3. Fuck it. Here's a 60-yard bomb.
Johnny Knox is down there somewhere. Was it Knox that got popped for the weed thing?
No, that's Sam Hurd.
Sam Hurd, that's right.
His NFL gig was a side hustle.
That's
right. Man was moving weight.
That's all I want.
Guys, on the defensive side, like, a big thing that I noticed was that Kyler Gordon is going to play like a rookie.
Oh, yeah. He got ate up.
He got tormented by a Hall of Fame quarterback. I will give props to the Bears coaching staff, though. You have to let him do that. What better way to get used to game speed, get used to NFL action, see where you need to get better at? Throw him out there and let him do his thing. And he's going to fuck up, and that's okay. Did he learn from it? Are we seeing those mistakes in week 9, week 10?
That's a fair point.
So,
but overall, Gordon and Brisker, first takes. We're 2 weeks in.
Brisker is as exciting as I would have expected him to be. The dude flies all over the field. Gordon, I mean, it's tough because that first week was a monsoon, so you don't know you don't know too much.
Really,
but if you're just basing it on one game, you know, Kyler Gordon, you know, left a little to be desired, but I get it. It's a Hall of Fame quarterback.
It absolutely is.
I'm not holding against him. Roquan, guys. Roquan looked like not Roquan on Sunday. Roquan was all over the place in the wrong type of ways. So, contract year. You are supposed to be this guy. Be this guy for us.
You bet on yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, to this point, he's just not going to get what he's looking for.
I think so, too.
He's going to hit free agency.
If that's going to be his
Especially, well, his if he keeps representing himself.
Yeah.
Unless he gets an agent that says, you got to stop.
Yeah. And then it's a bidding war, though. I mean, I don't want to harp on it too much. It's one of those things where in a season like this, guys, the Bears are going to lose to good teams. The Green Bay Packers, even though they're bereft of talent at the wide receiver position, like Aaron Rodgers is really good.
We were just bamboozled by the Vikings game. That's what it was.
Yeah.
We were bamboozled by the 49ers game and then bamboozled by the Vikings game against the Packers. We're like, holy shit, we won, they lost, we have a chance.
But now what do we do, boys? Now we look ahead. To the right? Texans. So now we look ahead. Right. Bears Texans.
Lovie Smith.
On the lakefront. Lovie Smith's coming back. I think the ovation for Lovie is going to be crazy.
Huge.
It better be.
Huge.
The people were mad when he got let go the winning season. It just happened.
10-6. Man, and you have floundered ever since. You've gone through guys like Trestman.
You had the bad Nagy season.
You had the Nagy season. I mean, it's...
John Fox.
Was...
just so bad.
Who was right after Lovie? Was Trestman the hire
Trestman.
Right after Lovie?
Trestman, yeah.
Yeah. And the first year, great.
And then John Fox.
The issue is, when we got rid of Lovie, you got rid of Lovie because everybody was excited that we were going to revolutionize the offense and our shiny offense is going to look like everybody else's. And other than that first year of Matt Nagy's era, that first year of Mark Trestman's system, like, it didn't look like that at all. And then the locker room fell apart and there was all the issues where he's standing at the back of the room talking to people. It's like we have never had since Lovie, we have not had that guy.
Well, part of it is because there's only a few of those guys. Like, as you look at this, you give Trestman,
just like quarterbacks.
Exactly. Like, you give Trestman the chance. Like, he hadn't had that experience. He hadn't proven anyone at that level in the NFL that he could do it. He had success in the first year, as a lot of people sometimes do. The big thing is, people now get your shit. What are you doing year two? Or, yeah, like, okay, what are you doing to the playbook this year? It's got to be different. You can't roll the same shit out there. Can't Kyle Shanahan this? So he didn't do that. The same way Matt Nagy. Good first year. He had some shit going. Now the defense carried him, of course. But like,
and special teams.
And it was that much worse the next year on offense. So like, a lot of people can prove it 1 year. What are you doing year two, year three, year four? There's only so many of those guys. There's only so many Mike Tomlins.
Well, and that's why you hope that you've got that with Eberflus. But like, looking ahead to this game, guys, this is a winnable game.
This is a must win game.
Oh, this is week three.
Must win.
We're must win games on week three. Explain yourself.
If we lose the game to the Texans, guys, how bad are you going to feel about this team?
Very bad.
Yeah.
I was already bad.
This is, right. But it was the Packers, and we knew we were going to lose.
Yeah,
and it was Aaron Rodgers.
I think the 49ers.
But now,
was
so
just
now,
fraudulent.
If we get picked apart by Mills,
by Davis Mills,
and if Damian Pierce runs all over our offense, not mm-hmm. Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon, who both had great seasons last season, are both considered to be really good running backs. Like, if those guys tear us apart, then we have an issue. Because you're counting on Jalen Johnson to cover Brandon Cooks, and then it's suspect on suspect. If we lose that game, we got some trouble.
Lovie Smith revenge game. We're only getting 2.5.
I mean, a minus 140 on the money line, at that point, like, this is a pick 'em. I mean, dude, it's like, I'm not going to agree this is a must game, but this is a game that you think when you stack everything next to each other, you put your chips further in the Bears win odds than you would the Texans. This
so
team worse should
win. As the bare minimum, we are saying that. Do you think outside folks are like, the Bears have this one? No doubt.
Well, yeah. I mean, Vegas says the Bears have this one.
Yeah,
they're favorites in this game.
They also
by less than one
possession
is the thing. They're favorites by less than one possession.
Most games are, I would say, are handicapped by less than one possession.
You're absolutely right. That's a bad point, but
I think that this game is going to be one of those things where, like, you need to keep David Montgomery going. I'm going to say this every single game.
David Montgomery.
You need David Montgomery
Herbert.
And Khalil Herbert. You need those guys to get going. And Justin, have a conversation with him before. Hey, it's okay to make mistakes.
Throw picks. We're letting Kyler throw the ball.
We're letting Kyler do it on the defensive side. We got to figure out who and what everybody can do. We got to see if these play calls work. Luke Getsy needs to see what works in this scheme and what doesn't. Justin, throw the ball.
Throw the ball.
Reminds me very quickly, Lucas Patrick was taking snaps at center again. So the Mustafer blow up that we all saw on Twitter, hopefully not happening again next week.
That was a bad play. Like, Sam Mustafer is a good backup quarterback. I'm sorry, Olin Krutz. That's your guy.
Center.
That's what I'm quarterback. Mm-hmm. He's a good backup center. That's all he is. He's not a starter. Lucas Patrick, this is what you were brought in here for. Keep Tevin Jenkins at guard because the Tevin Jenkins experiment's been going really well so far. But this is another game where let's see where you got. Let's see what you got. I'm not worried about no Lovie Smith.
Revenge game.
How many sacks do the Packers have? Anyone?
I don't know.
The reason I bring it up is I feel like it wasn't that bad. I feel so proud of these offensive line. Anyway, we can move on.
Texans are 2-0 against the spread, though. So
cover machines.
Oh, no. Money line only, guys. So let's do a little we win if, right? So 3:45 comes around. I'm getting that second plate because now we're getting chilly on Sundays, a little cold. So getting that second bowl of chili. We won that game. How did we win it? We win if. Producer Jake.
Only two sacks, by the way. They're playing well. That offensive line is playing well. Moving on.
All right.
Also, they have to throw the ball to take sacks. Yeah, I keep forgetting that. Never mind. Mm-hmm. I redact it all.
The Bears win if Darnell Mooney shows up. We see Darnell Mooney's name called. Here's his name called. And Justin Fields throws the fucking football. I want to see Darnell and Cole Kmet score. That's how we win.
Guys, we win if Justin Fields has more than 25 pass attempts.
We'll see. Hold on.
Sling it. Break the number of the first two games in one game.
Throw the ball.
I just think it's
throw.
Because the David Montgomery thing is just a permanent stamped thing. That's going to be a thing every single game. If you want to win, you have to have a successful running back.
Yeah.
But it puts you over the top. If Justin Fields, just throw the ball. Throw the ball.
I'm with you.
Get rid of it. See what happens. That's my we win if.
I'm going to ride with you on that one. Like you
I don't have
to throw
and I don't I don't mean just throw the ball. I mean fucking throw the ball.
Yeah, David Montgomery cannot be the leading receiver. Like maybe that'll be mine. David Montgomery can't have the most catches on your team this week. Also, it can't be like Ryan Griffin either. Or is it Ryan Griffin?
He's on the injury report, but yes. Ugh, I get what you're saying.
Like Darnell has to lead your team. Give me Darnell 100 yards. There you go. Fine. Whatever.
Will he still break the all-time leading?
I am sticking to my original and main comment. If they re-sign him, yes.
Okay.
Double down. So 1-800-GAMBLER, gamble responsibly.
That's a good way to delay all questions.
I think it's a fair point. Like, if they've... Yeah. Anyway.
Further notice.
Until that's right. Innocent until proven guilty.
Where's your guys' money on this game?
Bears money line.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The under.
Oh, I'll parlay that right now.
What is it? Like 30?
Yeah, 39.
39.
That's a pretty high total still. No, not super high, but.
Ye old points bet.
Oh, dude. I can't imagine a world where we lose. Because then, yeah.
Must win.
At home. To Lovie Smith
against the
reported worst team in the NFL,
because Lovie's there, so we're gonna get all the old guys are gonna be there. You know, not the old guys, but like his old teammates and stuff.
Think Devin will be there?
I hope so.
That'd be cool.
Is Devin gonna make the Hall of Fame this year?
I hope so.
He better.
Best return man of all time.
We gotta send Sammy Stats to Canton, guys. Anything else on the Bears?
Bears.
All right, let's do some Schmegmans. Let's get on out of here on a Friday episode, guys. Who can or cannot dog sit for you? I will start. I've used this one before, but I'm doing it again. The Mars Volta could watch my dogs. Reason being, they started their tour in Dallas yesterday, and a set list was leaked on Twitter. And it's one of those things where, like, or like Twitter and Reddit and everything, like, people post these fake set lists and you're like, oh, whatever. Like, that, there's no way it was it. It was all bangers. It was all, every song. If I put a dream set list together of what I wanted to see these guys after like 12 years of them not playing any live shows, that was the set list. Turns out that was the fucking set list. They're going back to the goodies. I'm so excited. Can't wait to see them. So the Mars Volta can watch my dogs.
When are they coming to Chicago?
October 8th.
Mm. Oh, that's coming up.
Yeah. Are you going to be in town?
No, I have a wedding that day.
You suck.
Sorry. I remember us doing this now.
Yeah, I remember this now,
too. There was a wedding that day.
Not a day out.
It's a damn shame.
Watching The Good Boy this week are the good people of Asheville. That city was awesome. I really
where
really
is oh, we already did this. North Carolina?
Asheville, North Carolina. Brewery capital of the states, I guess. There's just so many.
The world?
No, just the states, I'll say. I don't remember what the fuck they told me. I was drunk. But I had a great time. It's a really fun city. It reminds me of a small Nashville.
Asheville.
Nashville is small.
Yeah, it's smaller.
Producer Jake.
I'll play along with that mentality. I'll give it the people of Newark and their New Haven and their pizza. Ate it four nights this week. It was fucking unbelievable. If you can make a pizza like that, you can watch my dog.
Is it like thin crust pizza? Do they have their own style or do they make like...
Yeah, so they call it a peas. A pizza? A peas? There's like a street in New Haven that's got like six different pizza places and they're just all unbelievable. I went to Sally's and Frank's two different nights.
Shout out Grand Park Inn. Fuck you, Jake.
No free ads.
Yeah. Although Sally's, the people were calling it Sal's. And so I was like, oh, it's like a, I just picture like a fat Italian man making pizza.
It's racist.
No, it's sad. That's it's, stereotyping.
Sure.
Anyways.
You did it.
I did it. But it was Sally's. So
Vito's. Vito's.
Vito's. And then there was Frank's. And then there was like Italian like bakeries and stuff. It was awesome. It was good.
Guys, who's not that guy?
I got one.
I got one too. Mm-hmm. You want to go? Go ahead.
People who fly on airplanes.
As opposed to...
Be more specific, please.
Just flying. If you're flying on an airplane, you're just fucking nuts.
Oh, I had a crazy lady on my first one.
There's just always something.
What was yours?
Well, it's just so dumb. Like, so I told you guys, but I landed this evening, and I sat on the tarmac for like an hour, because they're like, oh, the plane that's already there has mechanical issue, they can't back it out and there's no other gates available, so we're gonna sit here. And so they announced this, like, you know, whole thing, ladies and gentlemen, we're stuck here, and this dude next to me just goes, oh.
What is that gonna do?
I was like, what the hell was that? People are just nuts. And then when we finally are getting to our gate, the flight attendant comes on the mic and she's like, you know, there's a lot of people on this flight that are, you know, have really tight connections. So if you don't have a connection, if you just mind sitting, that'd be great. Flight parks, boom, everybody's up. I'm like, you fucking idiots.
So I'm just going to do that because I'm actually going to take the same one on my way to Asheville. I had to connect in Charlotte, Chicago, ORD to Charlotte, right? So getting off the plane, my connection is I have to get to the other side of Charlotte in 20 minutes after the plane landed. So we had to get in, which Charlotte's not a big airport, so we got to the gate quickly, but I did have to walk quickly and say, Dale, no, that's me. You're calling my name. I'm here. Regardless, when that plane landed, apparently this mother who had two small children had gotten seats that, like, her seat wasn't with the other two, so she had asked at the gate to change, and the flight attendant, or the gate attendant, told her to ask the flight attendant. She didn't. She just sat in that fucking seat. Well, the lady whose seat that was, like, making a small deal of it before the plane took off, but after the plane took off, she actually walked, like, she was the first one up, went back the four rows, and was like, so are you going to pay me back for the ticket? Because, like, I paid for that seat. And she's there with her two small children. And it's a mom. And she's traveling alone with her two kids. and you're just being a bitch, lady. Because the seat that they gave you was an exit row seat. It's more expensive than the seat you paid for. They gave you a better seat. You are just choosing to be an asshole. And it's the worst. So I felt really good about this. So we landed, and she got moved up. So her bag was like back.
Nice.
And I have long arms. And so she go like genuinely, she go, and this is hand to God, by the way. She goes, can you grab that bag for me? And I just stared at her with my mouth open. And I just like look back at the lady she was just really mean to. And like I do like a double take, and like a few people start smirking, and I'm like, ma'am, I got a connection in 8 minutes. No. And like I'm the only person long enough to get this bag. And I just stared at it. We stood there for another 5 minutes.
Good for you.
Oh, it was great. Almost I felt really good about this. I looked back and forth. I'm like, is this how you treat strangers, and you think strangers treat you like that?
Yeah.
Fuck
yeah.
No.
I just another connection story.
Is this a segment?
I got off a plane once. Oh, I was going to Montana. My bag was my flight was delayed going out, and so I was, you know, I had a connection. And so I get off the plane, and I've already missed it. And so I go to customer service, and she's like, yeah, there's another flight leaving, and I'm in Dallas, which, if you know, is a giant fucking circle.
Yep.
It's ridiculous. So
The Skylink is really good.
It's just bullshit, though. So I'm on one side of the airport, and she's like, yeah, there's another flight leaving in like 30 minutes. It's on the other side of the airport. And as she's saying this to me, there's a guy standing next to me talking to a flight attendant. And she's going, yeah, there's a flight leaving in 30 minutes. It's on the other side of the airport. And me and this guy look at each other and like just boom, take off. It's so dumb because we both ran up this staircase and stood next to each other as we waited for the train to arrive. got on the train next to each other, just kind of like tapping our feet, like, yep.
Mm-hmm. We know what's open, happening.
Boom. We both took off, got to the gate, and like they're like, yeah, there's two seats left. And we're like, okay,
brother.
And
they high five.
They're like just so long as the people that have them, you know, don't show up. And they're just like calling person over. And then like they're like, all right, we're about to do last call. And then like they just walk up. We're like, motherfucker.
So you didn't even get on.
No,
you
ran never for got nothing. On that flight.
Guys, my not that guy is hurricanes. So first and foremost, this is a first world problem. I am super aware that hurricanes affect a bunch of people and it's issues, and I'm just bitching to bitch. So me and Honey have a honeymoon scheduled. We're going to finally.
I think it's also fair. How long have you had?
We've had this. We originally were going to go to St. Lucia, and this was 2 years ago. COVID rescheduled it twice, then ended up when we rebooked it. Now we're able to go to the Dominican Republic. Turns out Hurricane Fiona had other plans, fucked up our resort, and now we're not going there. Luckily, travel agent pulled some strings, begged and pleaded, going to Jamaica. We thought, because Jamaica's under hurricane watch this weekend too. It's unfortunate at this point. Hope everybody stays safe. If we get to go, we get to go. If not, I'm out of office anyways. Hurricanes are not that guy.
Fuck them.
Hurricanes.
Guys, anything else? Then
Bears?
That is going to be a
wrap. Oh, no. We almost forgot.
Dale's
Trap Game
of the week.
Almost forgot.
Almost forgot it. It can't be the Bears game.
It can't be, because that's just an
no.
That's a freebie. That's center square of the Trap Game bingo card.
Dale, I'll let you look over Trap Game of the Week real quick. Guys, a little look ahead to episode 49. We will talk Bears. Yeah, we'll talk Bears and Texans results. Then we'll get into a look ahead for Bears Giants. Remember, we got the raffle going on. Remember, $10. Hit the boys up on Venmo. Venmo's always open.
DeBearMinPod.
In your comment, just put a dolphin there. We'll keep track. You have until October 24th. We will cover tailgate food. We'll cover transportation, drinks.
Gas is expensive.
Sammy Stats is going to buy you some beers while we're there.
He said so.
He said so.
Malort shots.
Oh, that's a must, though. So, guys, keep an eye out for all that good stuff. Come have fun with the boys. It's good times.
Bears.
Dale, what's your trap game of the week?
The board's littered with them.
I am going to go with... Are you? Would you accept?
I'm going to accept whatever you say.
Yeah.
I love that.
Jake's whether
keeping,
it is or
Jake's
not.
Jake's keeping score, so...
I'm one for one. All right, we're going Cowboys Giants.
The man has no idea.
So I was gonna say Bills Dolphins, but I just couldn't.
That's incredible, guys. That's Dale's trap game of the week. Again, that's episode 48 for us. Thanks for hanging with us on a fun, weird Friday night. It is currently 11:10. I've never podcasted this late.
No,
so
this is the latest.
Fun times. All the socials, real quick. On Facebook, The Bare Minimum Podcast. On Twitter, at The Bare Min Pod. Instagram, The Bare Min Podcast. Again, Venmo is always open if you're looking to participate in that raffle.
Dolphin.
That's The Bare Min Pod on Venmo. Guys, if you're liking what we're doing,
$10 and
leave us a little review. Tell your friends about
it. We get reviews on Spotify. They don't show me them. It just says stars, but fun stuff.
5 stars. Help your boys out. We're having a blast doing this, and we appreciate you guys coming back every single week.
Do the raffle.
See Red. Bear down.
Bears.
Bears.
Love you guys.
Bears.
Bears.
Sammy Stats.
Bears.
I miss you.
What would Sam say? Fuck. How would you describe wind to someone that's never experienced it?
It's bad. It's so bad. They don't win. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger,
but she ain't messing with no Richard Seymour. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. The boys are back.
Not that guy.
Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. How big are you on sports? Not that guy.
I need to put notes on that.
Right. Oral Roberts, yep. Man.
I'm drunk.
Drunk.
Bears.
It's looking more like Jake might have been right, but do I know anything about that man? Absolutely not going into that, right?
You don't have a choice.
No, that's not what I said.
Okay.
I watched all the tape. Watched all the tape.
To say where you work, but and then get the hell out of the chair.
The best friends in the whole world.
Go Chaos. Especial.
Not that guy.
Marcos disagrees.
Sean's legally blind.
Let him up, you dumb bitch.
It's Malort.
What if he wants to be here?
What? Yeah. I rode with him for 3 weeks, dude. Football guys.
Really fast.
I need it in like 15 seconds, though.
Yeah, your face is too narrow.
That guy.
Dude, I love
and
celebrating.
Yes, the Malort's on the table.
We're doing our best to put out as much as we can put out.